Well, hello. It's time for Daily Inspiration, and you called, and we have a message for you about the will of God. What is the will of God? You ever wonder what the will of God is for your life? Well, there is a basic step that I want you to take to understand the will of God in your life. Now, I can't tell you where you're supposed to live, where you're supposed to go and preach the gospel specifically, or what church you're supposed to attend. But the Bible gives us in a few places a clear statement of what is the will of God. And I believe if we would do those things that the Bible tells us are the will of God, then we would probably be able to know the will of God because we're doing the will of God in essence. Let's go to the first one today. We're going to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we're going to go to verse 14. And it says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men." Verse 16, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." So, there's a neat little passage. I've always liked that passage because it just gives us a list. But just let's go back and let's just look at what he says. Comfort the feeble-minded. Well, first he says warn the unruly. That's a Christian's job. Comfort the feeble-minded. So you're going to deal with those that are sinful and out of control. You're going to deal with the weak, the challenged, special needs people, feeble-minded. Support the weak. Be patient toward all men. If you want God to be patient with you, learn to be patient with others. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. Get retaliation out of your system. Get spite, envy, vengeance out of your system. Let God fight those battles. Ever follow that which is good. That's the word of God. That's God. That's Jesus. Both among yourselves and to all men. Then he gives you the quick list. Rejoice evermore. Live a life praising God and looking to him. Pray without ceasing. We live in a world that's a volcano of sin. We live in a world that is ripe for judgment. If you don't pray for your strength from God to make you effective and for those around you who are lost and being going to hell, you won't make it. You're not gonna be effective. You're not gonna be in the will of God. In everything, give thanks. Learn to be thankful no matter what. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. There you go. What's the will of God? I just gave you a nice list. And he goes on to give you a few more things. So let's practice doing the will of God, and you will know the will.